Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today we get to examine the halachas of the brachas on grain foods. This is Siman Memeches, the 48th chapter in the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. We're going to look at four basic concepts. Number one is, what makes bread? Number two is bread, which is processed. Number three is ikar and tofer, main and secondary. Number four is pas habobe kisnin, bread which can be considered as bread and bread which sometimes is not considered as bread. Let's jump straight into our learning together. So bread is a product of five grains mixed with water and baked. That requires hamoitzi and halamechia. Grain can also be used to make other products which are not bread. So because they're made of the grain, therefore they have a unique bracha, which is borei min mizonos before, and bracha achas min shalosh afterwards as well. So a few basic questions on this concept. Number one is, if I make a batter with flour and water, and I bake it dry, is it bread, or is it mizonos? So it's considered bread, even if it is a loose batter. If I take flour and water from one of the five grains, and I bake it, then it is considered bread. What happens if I fry the batter? In that case, it's considered mizonos. What happens if I baked it in a thin mold? So for instance, waffles. In this case, a loose batter like that would be considered mizonos. What happens if I take a dough and cook it and then I bake it? So that's considered what we call today a bagel, and that is considered like regular bread. What happens if I take dough and cook it? That is considered mizonos. That's considered a grain product which is not bread. What about grits? So grits are a type of porridge which are made from coarse ground, dried maize or types of grain. The latter being maize that has been treated by an alkali in the process called nixtamalization. Okay, in that case, when you remove certain parts of the grain, if it is cooked and warm salted water or milk, they are often served together with flavoring for like a dish. That's considered mizonos in this case as well. So it depends a lot of times about how it is produced and for what is produced as to whether it's mizonos or hamoitzi. What about, now we move into our second concept, bread which is processed. So let's say I've originally had bread. The kol ha'deos, according to everybody, this is bread. But now what I do is I do something to it. So let's look at a few examples. What if I cooked bread? I take bread, I cook it in butter and oil, and it crumbles, and the egg crumbles, and then I add in eggs, and I use it as a paste. So if the pieces that are remaining are big enough that some of the pieces that have crumbled still have a kazayas, then that is considered still bread. If the pieces are small, so let's say you cook it down, it's completely into like a mush, then it loses its name of bread, and it becomes mizonos, even if the pieces are put together, and they look like more than the kazayas because of the oil or because of the butter, the eggs which are used to hold it together, because it really lost its name of bread, then it's no longer bread. What if instead of cooking it, I poured liquid over the bread? So in this case, it's considered a suffix, and one should only eat this type of mixture in a meal. What if I didn't cook the bread? I just soaked it for a long time, and then it slowly broke apart. In this case, if it still looks like bread, it's bread. But if it loses its look of bread, then it's considered mizonos. If the liquid that it is soaking in loses it starts changing its color, or if it's soaked in red wine, that's considered losing its status of bread. What about products made from matzah or bread crumbs, and they're mixed together with eggs, milk, and oil, and then fried? So for instance, these are like a lot of matzah meal things. Those are considered mizonos, even though they originally came from bread or matzah. We look into the halachas of ikar v'tofel. This means the main and the secondary. So we're talking about the mixture of different of mizonos into a shehakol as well. What do we do in such a situation? So if I let's say I dip my bread in soup, I put soup nuts into a soup. What bracha do I make? So if we're dealing with mizonos and soup, then in that case we'd always say the mizonos is not batel, is not annulled, and I will say my mizonos. What if I really want the soup? The crouton is just an add-on, not the soup just being the dip. So then I would say shakal on the whole thing as well. But it's best to say shakal on the soup and then take a little piece of the mizonos out and to say it separately. This is because, generally speaking, we do say that grain products are not considered tofel, secondary. What if I cook grain products together with non-grain products? For example, fireful, what's the bracha? So since you see the ingredients separately, you say two separate brachos. What about a sauce? If I cook it together, then the sauce is, it's considered tofel. In that case, I would not say a bracha on the mezonos. What if the products are ground and then mixed together? So in this case, we say it's mezonos, even if it's the minority as well. So I take some cookie and I grind it up and I mix it with something else, it still would be mezonos. What if the grain isn't for taste, but rather just to hold it together? In this case, the grain does not require bracha of mezonos because its function there is secondary. What about a sauce which has an occasional roasted grains in it? You know, in this case, the shakel is the sauce is shakel. If one specifically pulls out the grain to eat them by themselves, then there is a mezonos on those as well. Finally, last concept is pasavav kisnin. This is a very complicated concept in general, and that is there are certain types of grain products which are not just like waffles, which are always boremi and mezonos, but they are somewhat connected. They're like bread. Sometimes I eat them for my meal, sometimes I don't. What is the halacha in this case? So first basic halacha is that if I were to fix my seudah on them, I would eat them for my seudah, and then I would say I might see. If not, that'd be boremi and mezonos. So let's just understand what they are. What is pasavav kisnin? So there's three different options offered in the Rishonim, in the medieval commentators which were brought in Shulchan Aruch, which is number one is a bread, which is, or type of grain product, which is stuffed with fruit, cheese, or meat. That's one option. Another is a bread which is kneaded with oil, honey, or milk, or egg, so it's not just with water. Or number three is, the Kitzur doesn't mention this one, but the Shulchan Aruch does, which is a type of grain product which is baked like thin like a cracker. Do we need all three, or either or of these are requirements? So we paskin l'chumra that it's either or of these. So any of these three categories is the category of pasavav kisnin. So how much needs to be eaten in order to warrant hamoitza birkas hamazon? So it's not subjective. The amount is a regular meal, a regular supper or lunch. Mishnah Berurah actually quantifies it at the minimum of being 4 eggs, which is around 8 fluid ounces. So it's best not to eat more than this unless one is really being koveh asura on this. So don't enter into the realm of a safek bracha when I'm having one of these types of foods, which is over here. Many times you'll have these kind of things, or like burekas. That would be a good example. Many would hold that pizza as well belongs in this category as well. So one shouldn't be sure. If one's koveh asura, then have enough of it. If one's not, one's just having a snack, one should make sure not to have more than 4 eggs or 8 fluid ounces of this particular substance. What if I started thinking I'd eat a little bit, but then I end up eating more? In that case, if what remains to be eaten is less than kfiyas sura, then one only and only when connected to what one has eaten up till now, without it being in mind of a surah, then in this case, one continues eating and finishes with a birkas hamazon. However, if what remains to be eaten, so I'm in the middle of the meal, and then I said, I'm going to have a little more, I want to make my meal on this. If what remains to be eaten is still has enough for kfiyas surah, so at least 4 eggs left, then one would say moitzi before it remains, and then a birkas hamazon on the entire meal as well. So one has to be a little careful and sensitive when it comes to what one eats and how one eats it as well. Lots more halachas, but this is a general overview to be aware of what and when to ask. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.